This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams.
7 past the hour, a little bit of
ain't out of reach.
Breaking news. In the ongoing assault against Donald Trump, the judge now in the federal case is saying that he'll have to make his trial date work. Like, we don't care that you're running for president. You got a trial date? There you go. So there you go. Never mind that there's always, you know, does that date work for your side? Does that date work for your side? No, we're not going to do that. He shouldn't be treated like everybody else is treated. He should be punished. So,
such a joke.
It is terrible. Now, I don't know how we could ever replace Aaron Tippin as part of our kickoff every hour, but somebody suggested that we use Aaron Tippin.
Mix it up a little bit.
One hour, and this guy in the second hour. James Brown.
Come on with it.
I'm going to kiss myself.
Yes, get that.
All suggestions welcome here on What's on Your Mind.
Exactly.
You behind me. Coast to coast.
Wait for it now.
Easy to get anywhere. Transcontinental overload. Just fly behind the wheel. Hound of people.
Wait for it. Wait for it. It's coming.
Somebody on the way.
Here we are, folks. We're living in America doing this together. Let's keep at it, okay?
As I look up and see flash mob threats increase in California cities, and Nordstrom closed in San Fran downtown after 35 years. Living in a different America, Jim.
Can't make it up. Cannot make it up. Let's see. Here's some more. I want to honor the texters because we've not had a chance to get to many texts yet. Calls welcome always at 701-271-1100 or text us at 237-1590. Listener says, your Trump proposal, capital letters P, U. What does that stand for, Kevin? Could you check that out for me? P, U. Yeah.
Pick it up. Pick up. Pick up.
I think it means pew, stinks, awful, horrible, da-da-da-da-da. Another listener says, Scott, 2020 was a landslide. It was stolen 100%. Joe Biden did not get 81 million votes.
No, he did not. Yes, it was.
Now what? Texter says, I just want to say how sorry I am about Hudson. Dog is God spelled backwards.
Oh.
I believe all dogs will lead us, all of us, in the right direction. Being a dog lover, I come to believe that they are a gift from God. I used to think I took care of them, then I understood how much they take care of me.
Oh, amen.
God bless you and your family and your four-legged, tail-wagged, wet-nosed, wounded dog. Always listening. Jeff in Osakis, Minnesota. Thank you for that nice note, Jeff. Appreciate that very much. Texter says, Scott, that was beautiful. Well said. I think you spoke for a lot of us. It's exactly how I feel. You couldn't have said it better. I hope Trump heeds your message. Spot on, brother. Commendable. Like Proverbs says, words fitly spoken are like apples of gold in a setting of silver. Wow, that's nice.
Yeah.
I don't remember that from Proverbs, but I could read it a few more times. That's a beautiful, beautiful line from Proverbs.
And please don't think anything of this is that we somehow don't support and don't want Donald Trump to be the next president. We do. We want him. He's the guy. Everybody else wants him. The election was stolen, in our humble, in my humble opinion. There's no way that, and, you know, I love the people. Well, there's a cheating, but there's not enough to make a difference. Shut up. You know, like, is any cheating okay? It's always been okay if, to a degree, but that was unprecedented. So in no world are we not behind Trump. And I'm the guy that's saying, hey, he's already in the ring. He's got the belt. He's standing there waiting for a good corner team to get put together so he can get in this fight. Our only point is that he's got to quit fighting the guys that want to be in his corner, that are going to be in his corner. Maybe some of them don't want to be, like Christie or whatever, but, you know. Yeah, I think he, and the shots he takes at the guys that are, that, you know, guys like DeSantis are guys that he's never going to have in his corner in the first place. So,
By the way, I will post the column on Facebook so you can read it there and weigh in as well.
Yeah.
And I honestly want opinions on it. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just saying I think this would change things up. I think it was so, the media, the deep state, the mob, they're just waiting for Trump to do something undisciplined. Okay? And for him to, and they love it when he rips on other Republicans. Love it! It's just great. So instead of ripping on judges and prosecutors that are corrupt and all of the deep state swamp and Republicans, just direct it all right there at the Biden administration and everything else. That's my memo. All right. Listener says, I don't understand why, if the RNC isn't willing to back him in these debates and he's pulling these kinds of ratings, why not just run as an independent? It's not easy to do. Ballot access is rigged in so many states for Republicans and Democrats, and not letting a third party on, really tough. Really, really tough.
One guy could do it. It'd be him, though.
Yeah, probably true. Probably true.
Just write my name on it.
I have just a boatload of texts here to get to, and I'm not going to get to all of them, but I'll try and finish this. Then coming up, we want to talk about Moorhead schools started their school year without school resource officers. Have they started yet? Maybe they're not starting quite yet. But when they start school, I think it's always after the state fair in Minnesota, isn't it?
Yeah, the Tuesday after Labor Day.
It usually is, yeah. But when they start school this year, they won't have a school resource officer because of the Minnesota legislature. Now, I don't know how anybody that voted for Rob Kupak or any of the other Democrats that represent Moorhead could think that's a good thing, and it's their bill that caused it. So we're going to talk about that. Also, we're going to talk about the price of health care, and most importantly, price transparency. How much does stuff cost? Bottom of the hour with Dr. Todd Schaefer. Stay tuned for all of that. Any of your comments are welcome at 701-271-1100. Text us at 237-1590. Another listener, Scott, do you really believe Trump needs more votes? You just said there were major voting issues and then say he needs the center or he won't win. They stopped the counting until they had enough votes. The Dems got away with it, and most know it. Okay? 100% agree with you, with the exception of addition versus subtraction. We need to find enough people fed up with what's happening in America right now to overwhelm their attempts to cheat. That's why I suggested what I suggested. Appreciate the comment, though. Thank you. Another. The only fight Trump has to win is with the media and the Biden cabal. The people on that stage do not pose any form of threat other than most of them are not trustworthy. Fair elections, equal justice, and free speech. That's what Trump has to clear the path to presidency. And screw the soccer moms. They can go play Barbie in their dream world.
They say that, but you need them. You have to get them to say yes and check your name on that ballot. I mean, I think the same thing. These are idiots. I mean, what is that? How do you look at Biden and think anything good about any of this? But we need them.
And by the way, what I'm suggesting is that he ignore the people on the debate stage as fellow Republicans and go take on Biden and the media and all of it. Do that. Direct your ire right there. Listener Nate says, fact, at a staggering 49.3% of Joe Biden's Twitter followers have been proven to be bots by a software firm, Spark Toro, in an audit.
Whew. Yeah, I saw that too.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Again, that's tactics. That's
it's also another election example of how, look,
yeah.
This guy that got 81 million votes has to have the Twitter follower. How many Twitter followers does Joe Biden have?
Oh, 20, 30 million, I think. So, Trump said 80 million, 90 million or something.
Explain that to me, folks.
Yeah, I'll check it.
The guy that won 80 million votes.
Yeah, I asked that in 2020. Been asking that ever since.
Another listener said, really? Really, Scott? Not sure why you're so concerned about this election. Trump won't be running anyway with the 14th Amendment, Article 3. Yes. What? Oh, I'm sure. I don't even know what Article 3 is of the 14th Amendment. I can pull up my Constitution here. But look, there's going to be all kinds of things. States are going to try and bounce them off ballots. They're going to try. They're doing everything. But guess what? Tell me something that's new in that. They've been doing that all along, and he's still standing. I don't doubt they want to kill him, probably even assassinate him. Heck with 14th Amendment Article 3. Let's just kill him. This is how these people think on the left. It's unbelievable. But he's still standing, isn't he? Don't bet against him.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
On MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, with over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Queen-size MyPillows, regular price $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king-size. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio square to get Mike's amazing offer on queen-size MyPillows for $19.98, or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott. In addition to this special anniversary offer on MyPillows, you'll also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, My Slippers, and more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott to take advantage of Mike's special offer on MyPillows. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's on your mind? From AM 1100 and FM 92.3, The Flag. From AM 1090, FM 92.7, Brumman out there in the Bakken, Tioga, Williston, Watford City, Powers Lake, Crosby. That's the name of our new dog, you know, Crosby. You know why his name is Crosby?
I don't. I know it's not after Bill Crosby. That'd be Cosby. Never mind. No. Norm Crosby.
No, it's actually named after Crosby, North Dakota.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
And the reason it's named after Crosby, North Dakota is because Maria, my wife's parents, met in Crosby. They were both school teachers.
Oh, I love it. That's
so Crosby's got a special place in our heart, and that's why the dog got the name Crosby. So we're kind of excited about that. Let's see here. I need to tell you about something that's happening Wednesday night. I'm so darn excited, I can't even believe it. In fact, here's what I'm going to do this very moment. I have two tickets for this event. Two tickets for this event. And I'm going to give you a number in a minute where if you call and leave a message, all you need to do is call and leave a message and say, I'd like to win those tickets. Tell me your phone number. You'll get a voicemail right away when you dial it, but then you just push the number to leave a message. And just say, I'd like to join you. You can join us for this event Wednesday night. Dr. Larry Arn, the president of Hillsdale College, will be here in Fargo. And Capstone Classical Academy wants you to be there, too. Because it's really going to be an evening of a celebration of thought and of giving. It's going to be at the Grand Ballroom of the Delta Hotel by Marriott in Fargo. Receptions at 5, dinner and program at 6. Folks, this is a rare opportunity to hear from one of the nation's acclaimed voices on learning, character, faith, and freedom. We have a couple of generations who have been indoctrinated by education. A, we have to stop that bleeding. B, we have work to do with those that are brainwashed by poor education. So this will fill your bucket. You can reserve a table or get tickets at capstoneclassical.com for Dr. Larry Arn in Fargo this Wednesday, Capstone Classical Academy. And my wife, Maria, and I have a table along with Stephen Tracy Hallstrom, the owners of these flag family stations you hear from, and we'd love for you to join us. So, two people, two tickets, you'd like them, call this number. 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Leave a message, just say your name and your phone number, and we'll select one of those folks to have a pair of tickets. They're $150 a ticket. So it's a heck of a deal. It's a great cause, Capstone Classical Academy. Henry in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to comment on your texter. I mean, he's 100% right. You guys totally disregard, and I mean you guys in general, the news media, all these pundits, every time, the 2020 election that Trump clearly won. Based off Mike Lindell's stuff, he said he thinks he even won Minnesota. But you guys keep going like he lost, and we got to win the liberals, we got to win the women. He won all that. Trump is a winner. The paradigm that you guys are looking through is so wrong. It's a Democratic playbook paradigm, what they want you to go through. Trump is it. Trump won hands down in 2020, a landslide. And you guys still keep saying, oh, you wring your hands. He's got to get the independence. He's got to get the women. Come on. Face the facts. Trump won 2020. We wouldn't even be having this conversation.
The only thing I want to object to in your comments, Henry, is that if you say you, as in Kevin and I and this show, have totally disregarded 2020, who do you think has had Mike Lindell on the air more than any other talk show host? I mean, we've been right along with him with this battle. And by the way, he's on tomorrow. He's coming back tomorrow to talk about the new device. Go ahead.
I'll give you that. You guys, and kudos for that. I give you that. But when Kevin Kramer's on there, you come up with new words of the legal steal. Stealing. There's no legal stealing. All this stuff. Kevin Kramer was in Congress. I'm not attacking Kevin Kramer as an individual. He's probably a great human being. I don't know the man. So please do not confuse political comments with personal comments. I don't know him. I bet he's an awesome man. But he was in Congress. Did he ever put bills forward to bring us back to regular order? We have not been in regular order since 1997 where we passed a bill. What is going on with our Senate and our Congress? Mitch McConnell doesn't think we should impeach the president. They're all corrupt. They all got to go. This is the time and now to do it, and the man to do it is Donald J. Trump.
And I agree with you.
1,000% agree.
1,000%. We're just suggesting a path to get to the same place.
We want a landslide.
And it's about 2020.
In the middle, you get a landslide.
And that can only happen in 2024. It can't happen redoing what happened in 2022. So that's why the suggestion. But Henry, please appreciate your wise counsel and weighing in on the conversation. Couple more, well, there's actually hundreds more texts, but I'm going to get to a few that I think are making some very good points. This listener says, the push by RINOs and Democrats to say that Trump is unelectable and won't qualify to even run has increased tenfold in the past 2 weeks. It has, hasn't it? You're hearing a lot more of it, and there was a lot before. Texter goes on to say, this includes people like Hugh Hewitt, Jimmy Failla. Not one of them addressed the polls that also say that Trump's support from African Americans and Hispanics have increased since 2020. How can he have had the biggest turnout as an incumbent president in history and have an increased amount since then, but still lose? Very, very good points. Texter says, your Twitter views comments are woefully wrong. The 260 million number only refers to the number of times it was included in someone's feed. My understanding was it has to be watched for at least 2 seconds.
Yeah, that's the gist of a view.
Nobody is saying that 260 million people watch this. That would be, like, unbelievable. But 260 million are paying attention. They aren't you know, tapping in by accident. And cut the number by 25%. I mean, what is 1% of 26 million, of 260 million? 26?
No, yeah.
That's still double.
Yeah. Yep.
No, that'd be 2.6 million. That'd be 20 million. 20.
10% of 260 million is 26 million.
Yeah. I said 1%.
Oh, 1%, 2.6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if 10% of it watched it wall to wall, it's more
double.
By double,
yeah,
than watch Fox.
Yep.
Sorry, there's just something here. Something here.
And I think, you know, back to Henry, I think Henry's correct, and he's spot on. If the nefarious cheating going on in, from Nevada to Wisconsin to wherever is curbed, they don't throw another pandemic or some reason to whatever circumvent state legislators, if all of that stuff is dialed back and we got these eagle eyes all over the country watching what's going on, Trump wins in a landslide whether he makes fun of somebody or not. He's going to crush this no matter what. It's just going to be a degree to how much.
Another listener says, so under your plan, Republicans could attack and tear him down and us down, and he's supposed to stay silent? I agree, if Republicans manage to keep him off the ballot, he needs to run third party, or we need to write him in. I will write him in if I have to. Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah.
If they got him off the ballot and the write-in votes?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be a true test.
He would do it, too.
That'd be a true test. Of course, who counts the write-ins? There's that. All right, folks. More coming up. We're going to talk health care and what it costs you next.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
USA News Update. The judge overseeing former President Trump's federal election case expected to set a trial date later today. President Biden says he and his wife Jill are grieving with the people of Jacksonville, Florida. This after Biden expressed condolences over Saturday's racially motivated shooting that claimed the lives of three black people in a Jacksonville store. The Pentagon investigating after a deadly weekend for U.S. Marines. Two crashes on opposite ends of the earth, leaving at least 4 dead. A training exercise in Australia yesterday, an Osprey aircraft crashed with 23 on board, killing 3 and injuring several others. The commander of the U.S. 7th Fleet says China's aggressive behavior in the South China Sea must be challenged and checked. Corey Myers, USA News.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become 1 in a million.
Need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Listeners are the absolute best. I don't care. I'm going to go to my grave believing that we have the best listeners on the planet. Just amazing. And I'm not just talking about the topics we're debating today and everything, but a lot of wonderful notes about Hudson and Crosby and a little furry friend dilemma at the Hen House last week. So thank you all for that very much. Very much appreciated. You know, they were part of the show. I had Hudson and here a few times on the air. I don't know that he ever barked or anything, did he? But he was,
oh, yeah.
He was around the station.
A couple times, oh, yeah.
He loved it here, yeah. Well, remember when he barked at the when we were remodeling and adding on to our studios here from the Flag and WDY?
He didn't like that.
He didn't like the guys he didn't recognize.
Guys, yeah.
Anyway, thanks. Appreciate it very much. I really do. PetroServe USA, let me tell you about them, and we'll get to our next topic here on What's on Your Mind. Guess what? There is a PetroServe USA on the west to Bismarck Mandan, on the east up to Bemidji, down to Wahpeton. There, of course, there is. You're coming down I-94, you can hit them in Valley City. You can find them at Castleton with a big new location going up in Castleton. They used to have two, now they're building one giant one in Castleton. Then West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead, Euland, Dillon, Glendon. You know, it's incredible. They're everywhere. They really are. Wahpeton, building a new location down there. And I just want you to know they have home cooking. And they have grab-and-go convenience. Best chicken around. You know, get a great price on a gallon of gas and take some Pizza Corner pizzas home, for crying out loud. They're $6.99 all month long. You know, just what's not to love. And today, any fresh baked muffin at any of those locations are only 99 cents. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you for some home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, too. Our next guest is the president and CEO of Sanford Health's Bismarck region, Dr. Todd Schaefer, regular guest of ours here on the program. We're going to talk about a very interesting topic. What does health care cost? How do you know how much something is? And is there a difference between providers? All things you should know, because if you care about, number one, the cost of health care, number two, the cost of health insurance, these are important topics. Dr. Schaefer, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, Scott, how are you today? Doing wonderful. Hopefully you had a great weekend as well.
It was beautiful. Very nice. Nice weekend.
It was.
Absolutely. Yeah. You getting any rain out there? I understand you're a little inundated, right?
We are quite green for this time of the year. We got a pretty nice soaking on Thursday night, but over the weekend it was just a really nice sunny weekend. Really nice. It wasn't as hot as where it had been the week prior.
How's things at Sanford Health?
They are busy. We continue to see a nice amount of patients. You know, it's a great feeling to be here to provide the care for all the patients throughout North Dakota. So it's something that we really take pride in doing, and our patients continue to come to our facility, and we're very appreciative of that.
just want to ask you a couple of things before we get into the price transparency question today. A lot of national reports about COVID spiking and another variant coming up. Are you seeing any of that at all at the Sanford facilities?
At this point in time, we're not seeing a significant spike where we had seen back, you know, in 2020, 2021. We've seen a slight uptick, but nothing significant at this point in time. I think as we've seen it throughout the nation, I think people have really understood what they need to do to help prevent this. So, if a lot of people, if they're feeling ill, they're staying home. Good hand hygiene, and I think just in general being aware that that's what it could be and getting to get tested to make sure they're not spreading it to their friends and family.
As we're separated with some distance between the awful pandemic that this country went through and all the people that were lost and everything, it was like we fought a war, right? It was just incredible what was going on. Obviously, the dust has settled from that time. Is healthcare stronger or still building back as a result of what happened with the immense amount of work that had to be done to save people, get people treated, get them back home? What is the state of healthcare post-COVID?
So I think it is stronger, but we do continue to build back in both of them. I think that there was a lot of resiliency that was built into a lot of our staff that had gone through that. But then there was also a lot of burnout. We saw a lot of morbidity, a lot of death that we historically hadn't seen on such a scale in such a short amount of time. So, that really did take a toll on a lot of our providers. And there were a lot of people that were in the industry that have left to go to other vocations. So at the end of the day, we still do see quite a number of people going into medicine because of the pandemic, but also some that have left medicine because of the pandemic as well. But in general, those that remain have developed a kind of a resilience and do seem stronger. But in general, it has taken a toll in healthcare, as it has on a lot of segments of society throughout the nation.
Interesting. Appreciate that. I know we asked you to come on today to talk about price transparency, so let's get to that. What does price transparency mean in healthcare terms?
So really, at the end of the day, what transparency means is that we just want to make sure that there's no surprises. So if a patient has a procedure or a clinic visit that's coming up, at the end of the day, we want them to have the opportunity and the tools to be able to make sure they aren't surprised by that. If they say, if I have my insurance, about what will a colonoscopy cost, or if I have to have a stress test or a mammogram, et cetera. If I run it through my insurance, approximately what would it cost me? Or if I don't have insurance, but I know that this is a necessary test, what will it cost me out of pocket? So then I can plan ahead to make sure I get the necessary treatment without having any surprises about what it's going to take to pay for that.
And many times the overall bill for a particular procedure is significant, and obviously family finances, you aren't expecting it, but you got to do it. But you only pay a very small percentage of that because you have insurance that covers most of it. Why then should people care about the cost?
Well, when you look at the cost of it, people do care in terms of just as a society. As an individual, if the insurance pays for it, it may not affect you directly. But, an insurance company, they look at all their claims together, and their direct costs affect the premiums that are charged to those members that they have on those insurance plans. So as costs go up or go down, it will affect the premium that they pay, which is why the individual person would really care why a certain test costs as much as it does.
And the other thing I would throw in, I would imagine, I don't know what percentage, we talked about this topic before with some of your team, about the amount of dollars where people are not able to pay and then have to be written off. And so take the cost of these procedures times whatever percent are not able to pay or don't pay, and the cost of healthcare goes up as a result of that too. So not only insurance go up when you don't care about what things cost, but healthcare costs more, doesn't it?
In general, it does, but at Sanford Health, we're a not-for-profit organization, and we do have a certain level of charity care or those cares that we write off. At the end of the day, when you look at what drives, in terms of if we don't get reimbursed from a certain group, maybe it increases costs for others. Really, at the end of the day, we don't control what we charge for certain procedures. A lot of what we, our interactions with our patients are driven by insurance in terms of cost. So a lot of these prices are negotiated contractually. So we can't just arbitrarily increase our prices. You know, if you're in a restaurant and the price of hamburger goes up and it doubles, you can increase the price of what you charge for a burger. In healthcare, our prices are contractually obligated. So if the price of, an x-ray machine or an MRI goes up, you know, those costs are already set. The reimbursement is already set. So whatever happens on the cost side of things, really we can't change with our pricing.
Back to the transparency question, what are you required to do? There's federal laws that govern this, right?
Correct. You know, hospitals and health systems are subject to several different federal price transparency policies. First, there's the Hospital Price Transparency Rule. This was introduced in January of 2021. There's a standard where we have to have different standard charges. There's five of them. Gross charges, which are just what would we normally have if somebody didn't have insurance, just a gross charge. Then there's the payer-specific negotiated rates, and those are those contractual rates that I talked about before. If we look at minimum and maximum negotiated rates with that as well, so in the negotiation, there's a range where you could be in there. And then there's the discounted cash rate. So if you don't have insurance, we do discount those for a cash price with that. This rule also requires hospitals to provide patients with an out-of-pocket cost estimator tool. And I have Martha LeClaire on with me as well, and she'll go into describing that in a little bit with that. So that's the first rule. The next one is called good faith estimates. There's a new law that went into effect recently. It's called the No Surprises Act. So that requires hospitals and other providers to share a good faith estimate with uninsured or self-paid patients for most scheduled services. And last one is advanced explanation of benefits. This is not on the provider side. This is on the health insurance side. The No Surprises Act also requires insurers to share an advanced explanation of benefits with their enrollees. So if you have this, this is what they would expect to pay for that. Kind of like when you see us, you get your explanation of benefits. You saw the doctor. Here's what the charge was. Here's what the discount was. Here's what the insurance paid. Here's what your part is. Now the insurance is supposed to do that before you have a procedure done with that as well.
If listeners say, hey, I want to find the least expensive provider for a given service, so I'm doing my part here, what do you recommend they do?
So I think what I'll do is I'll introduce Martha and let her answer that one, if I will.
Hi, Martha. How are you?
I'm great, Scott. It's a beautiful day here in Fargo.
Yeah, beautiful. You're in Fargo. Got it. Okay, so
Yep.
So Martha, tell me a little bit about what people can do if they're nodding their heads with us as we're chatting today to find the least expensive provider for a given service. Give me your recommendations for them.
You know, all hospitals across the country are required to post this information on their website and make it accessible to patients. I would suggest that if you have several providers that you're looking between, that you go out to their websites and pull up the information that is provided in generally a pretty easy format to access. So with Sanford Health, it's very easy. You go on to the sanfordhealth.org website.
Martha, do me a favor if you would. I want to give us the time to really get those places where you can find that on site, but I'm up against a break. So just stay tuned. More with Dr. Todd Schaefer. Martha is well from Sanford Health today on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away. We'll continue.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about healthcare, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Sleep is about one of the most important things there is to your health. You're not sleeping well, you're not sleeping at all, bad things happen. I know this from personal experience. Get your sleep, get your sleep. And I go a lot, and I'm in a lot of different places, and I feel like, was it Linus and Peanuts that had the blanket that he dragged along with?
Yeah, yep.
I'm kind of like Linus, only I'm dragging my pillow along with me everywhere because I just need a good night's sleep, and that does it for me. And now it's grown beyond pillows, of course, to sheets. And by the way, the towels are in now. They were out for a while. They got the towels back. If you want a good night's sleep, go to MyPillow.com, and there's going to be mattresses, mattress toppers, sheets, comforters, everything, but the best pillows money can buy, no doubt. MyPillow.com. Remember to use the promo code Scott. By the way, Mike Lindell will join us tomorrow on the program. The founder, the inventor of the MyPillow, who's given much of his time and effort since the 2020 election to worry about what's going to happen in 2024, and he's got a plan, and we're going to hear the plan, so we look forward to that. We're finishing our conversation with Dr. Todd Schaefer, who is the president and CEO of Sanford Health Bismarck Region, and as well Martha LeClaire, who is a vice president at Sanford Health in Fargo. So Bismarck and Fargo joining us today, talking a little bit about price transparency. So my apologies, Martha, but at the end of the last break, you were starting to tell us a little bit about how consumers can find the least expensive provider for a given service.
Right, Scott. Every hospital across the nation is required to post this information. And here at Sanford, we post this on our website. It is very prominent on our website. If you go to sanfordhealth.org, there's a whole section of information for patients, and it has right there at the front page a place to click on price estimates. It's pretty intuitive and easy to do. Even Dr. Schaefer, I talked to him this morning. He was trying it out and navigating around there. It's pretty easy to do to find at least the landing place for price estimates. There's a lot of technical information in there, and obviously there's a lot of services that we provide, so some of those files get to be quite large. But I would direct people to the shoppable services. Instead of looking at the long lists of prices or price lists that are out there that are required by the federal government to be there, I think the most useful for the average person who is looking to find a low-cost service is to look at the shoppable services. Now, it doesn't provide all of the information, so if it's a very common procedure, you will find it easily on the shoppable services list. But if you don't find it, the one thing that I think is important is that this is really complicated, and there are lots of factors that might determine how much you would pay out of your pocket for a particular service. And so we do offer the opportunity to call a telephone number, speak to a patient financial counselor, and get even more detailed information about what the service might cost you, both from the insurance perspective as well as what's coming out of pocket for the patient.
By the way, I too, believe it or not, Martha, you're going to be proud of me. I found it as well, pretty easy. And I don't know, the way she said even Dr. Schaefer was able to find it makes me think she doesn't think we're quite as technically inclined. Dr. Todd, what do you think? I don't know.
I would have to agree with her. That's why I was searching around in case he asked me as well. That way I knew. So I wanted to make sure it was easy, because even if I can do it, I would agree with her, then most anybody should be able to find it.
Yeah, sanfordhealth.org, and literally you just scroll down just a tiny bit, and there's something called Information for Patients, and under that is Price Estimates, and you click on that, and that's the incredible amount of, you've got COVID-19 pricing information, hospital pricing, clinic, all kinds of facts. This is a treasure trove of great stuff, which really makes sense. So, Martha, that's the link you're talking about, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We think it's very important for our patients to understand the cost of the care that's being provided to them. We want to be as transparent as possible. I will say that when the federal government passed the law that required this, there was a lot of pushback from industry, but from our perspective, we were excited about it. We were glad to see that there were some guidelines out there to make it fairly standard in terms of what needs to be out there. But I do say that it's a work in progress. I think that not all hospitals have interpreted the rules the same way that we have. Some you'll find maybe not as easy to find where the price estimates are on their website, but they should be there. So persevere and keep looking.
Dr. Schaefer, only a minute left, but real quick, why are those prices increasing to the degree they are?
You know, and that's a very complex question. As Martha has said, it is multifactorial in terms of a lot of things that are involved in the cost of services. You've got the cost of technology. So as new technologies arise, you look at supply chain issues. So as cost of products go up, if we're trying to source something from, overseas, and those supply chains are broken, and now we have to find another vendor in order to provide those, just inflationary costs, those things all factor into where the prices are at when you look at those across the board. And I think, the important thing is when we look at those costs of healthcare, the charges are still contractually related. I think that's an important piece that we try to continue to emphasize, because we don't just increase our prices because
sorry to interrupt. You explained that very, very well, I think. It's great. And it's us. We're using the healthcare. We want it. I want more. I want more. I want this. I want that. And cost of healthcare goes up. Fascinating conversation. Thank you both very much. God bless, folks. See you tomorrow.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Hey, it's Scott Hammond for my friends at PetroServe USA. There's a lot to love about PetroServe USA, and that includes the car washes. They have great car washes. When's the last time you stopped at PetroServe USA for a car wash? Best price around. Going to keep your ride super clean, just like my truck. And you stop in on Tuesdays for buy one, get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one free. Two for Tuesday. PetroServe USA, best car washes around. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll love it.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.